Welcome to the Science 300 Communicating Science Podcast. My name is Kenny Chang, and today I'll be talking to a very important person in the world of sea lion research.
My name is Beth Young. I'm a PhD grad student at University of British Columbia, and I work out here at our open water research station in Port Moody.
Beth Young is one of the authors of a paper which examined the relationship between heart rate and oxygen consumption in stellar sea lions. She found that heart rate was able to predict oxygen consumption over both a single dive and a dive cycle consisting of multiple dives. But this relationship is very different for both cases. Today, we will find out a little bit more about these blubberous beasts and what Beth had to do to keep in mind in executing her study. Thank you for joining us, Beth. Now, Beth, why did you get interested in studying this topic at the Open Water Research Laboratory?
I've always been really interested in studying marine mammals, and this is the ideal place to do it, where we have the control of working with captive animals, but then we're in a natural setting. These animals are foraging in open ocean, they're not tied to anything, and they're diving to realistic depths. Nobody else in the world can do what we do here.
Besides the fact that these 500-pound beasts are adorable, what do you like most about the sea lion?
I really like watching them take on new challenges and behaviors, to dive deeper than they've gone before, and to do more dives than they've done before, and try new things. We can try things out here that you would never be able to do in an aquarium.
After a day of research, what do you do with the sea lions?
Every single day they're training, whether we're collecting data or not. They also get to do social sessions or play sessions where they have balls and toys, and we make, for example, squid treats. You can freeze fish or squid inside an ice cube block, and the sea lion will play with that. And sometimes we put them all in an area together, and they play together. So they have work training sessions, but they also get fun time to play.
Wow, they're busy animals. What would you say about their fitness level?
These animals are out training, you know, 5-6 days a week. Almost every day they're training, whether it's for data collection or not. And so I think they're more fit than if you had another sea lion at an aquarium that was only swimming in a pool.
In order for your study's results to be reflective of the real world, you had the sea lions do a lot of diving. You did this by pumping fish down into the water. How do you think the consumption of fish affected your results?
After you and I have a meal, there's an increase in our metabolic rate called the heat increment of feeding. It is basically the work of digestion. So there's always an increase in oxygen consumption after you eat a meal. But out here, what we do is we organize it where the dive rounds happen in less than half an hour, and the peak in that heat increment of feeding, or the increased oxygen consumption, occurs much later. It occurs at like 4 hours. And we keep track of exactly how much food they get at the surface or at depth, where I can test to see if food has changed things.
So it sounds like you had the food under control, but what about the environment? Do you think that had an effect?
For every trial, we measure water temperature, air temperature, and pressure. The visibility of the water may affect their diving because they can use the tubes going down to depth as kind of a little guide on where to go. So I think sometimes they dive a bit better in good visibility or clear water. But overall, we try to keep all of the environmental variables as consistent as we can.
Beth, are your research results applicable to other animals?
These equations would be applicable to other stellar sea lions, of course, California sea lions, and some of the fur seals. So, you know, other species that are about the same size and dive within 40 meters or so, it would still be applicable.
Thank you again for joining us today, Beth. I'd also like to thank the Prefab Messiah for Desperately Happy, the song we used in our podcast. At the Science 300 Communicating Science Podcast, we wish you the best in your future studies. Check out our video, Heart Rate and Oxygen Consumption in Stellar Sea Lions, for some footage of Beth's experiments and some really cute views. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Science 300 Communicating Science Podcast. See you next time!